Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Laidback Country Picker, recorded live from the Performance Hall and Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Lionel Richie. Did I say Little Jimmy Dickens? I meant to. They would listen to LL Cool J, L7, Lydia Lunch, Living on a Prayer, a musical tribute to Bon Jovi, produced by Richie Sambora. They would listen to Lester Flatt, but not Flatt and Scruggs, because Earl's boys had started smoking weed at this point, and they couldn't listen to Flatt and Scruggs knowing that. So only Lester Flatt. But probably the most important band they listened to was our friends from up in Canada, Loverboy. Of my heart, you better start from start. Wanna be in the show? Come on, baby, let's go. The tragic story of Kathy with an 8-ball.
Hey, when'd you and Honey meet?
In high school.
Yeah?
Yeah, we hooked up in high school. She was a grade or two under me. She was a sort of a, I don't know, just a cute little girl. We sat at the lunchroom table together. Found out that she liked Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. And I went, this could be an interesting situation here. So she was really funny, had a sense of humor. And we kind of chased each other a little bit, but it didn't work out. And I graduated, and we still hadn't really gotten together. But then after I left school, I thought, well, you know, this girl's pretty neat. I probably need to try and find her again and hook back up with her. She didn't say no, so I went with it.
To get along with Honey's dad?
I never met Honey's dad.
No.
Honey's dad had passed away before we got together.
All right. Mom trust you and believe in
you? Oh, absolutely. Her mother and I got along very well.
Very nice.
She seemed to like me for the most part. You know, I really identified with people who were older than me because I'd spent a whole lot of time with my grandmother and my great uncles, which I'd written a song about. So the older generation of people, I just felt very comfortable with them. And her mother was a little bit older, so we quit pretty well. I drove a red Carmagia down to old Seoul, South Korea. They said, now what's it all mean? I said, Deng Xiaoping. I drove a green Barracuda down to old Havana, Cuba. You know that they looked at me weird, like pulling Uncle Fidel's beard. I I drove a straight six gremlin down through the halls of the Kremlin. You know that they don't care to cuss you down in old Soviet Russia. I rode a chopper BSA to Belfast from the USA. They said, are you in the IRA? I said, no, but I get bombed every day. It ain't no part of nothing. That is what the man said. Stop looking for meaning and answers. In the long run, we're all dead. You write those things and you're at home and you play them on your acoustic and they sound one way, and you play them in your living room and they're great. And really, I wonder what will happen when I throw a band in with them. I wonder what's going to happen. So we'll see.
Is that what you have in mind for those tunes?
I really want to be open about them. I'll play them with the band and see. And sometimes, you know, I really think maybe the one song about driving the car McGee, it's so nice, kind of quiet like that. Maybe that's the way it needs to stay. I don't know.
Have you always, in the past, put together tunes with a band in mind, or is this sort of a new direction for you, thinking about, you know, how to put together songs that work just on acoustic?
I've always written with a band. When I write in my head, I hear a band. Back in the 80s, I got me this horrible drum machine, and I would write songs with that drum machine. And it actually had a glitch in it where it would stop and keep going. And it always did that, so I wrote songs with that glitch in it all the time, and I guess it's just part of what I did. Then whenever GarageBand came out, well, holy cow, you could just, there's drum kits and patterns and all this. So, but I've always written with a band in mind. So it is kind of new for me to sit down with an acoustic. I know you guys find this hard to believe, but I'm not the greatest singer in the world. So when it's just me and an acoustic, I feel a little insecure. When I have a rock band behind me, you know, I'm a lot more confident. So it's a whole new territory for me. I've always wanted to play guitar, wanted to play in bands. I've been in rock bands since I was in high school. I really love Jimmy Page and trying to play all that Led Zeppelin stuff. And I played so much, you just naturally got better at it. And I played in a lot of bar bands. We were playing 3 and 4 nights a week, and you just constantly get better. But I remember one time, you know, I thought I was a pretty good guitar player, and I was friends with the Georgia Satellites, and some way I weaseled my way into a situation where they said, come up and do a song with us. And I got up there, and I didn't do such a good job. And I thought, my gosh, I've blown it. They won't even talk to him anymore. They won't let me play. But I went home that evening with the realization that you need to get as good as you can possibly get, because you don't know when that time comes. And you don't know when somebody's going to sound the bell and say, you're on. So I think I took it a little more serious from that point and said, you know what, I need to practice and be the best me I can be, because you never know. You don't know when that's going to happen.
That's a pretty cool opportunity to be able to jump up with the Georgia Satellites.
It was, and they were nice to me, and they've had me play guitar with them numerous times after that, so I guess I didn't stink it up too bad.
I guess not.
That first time, and you know, I was petrified because I love the Georgia Satellites, and there I am. I'm on the stage with them, got a guitar in my hand. I'm just a nervous wreck, and I just played really horribly.
Your guitars. Guitar players refer to their guitars as their children, as their lovers. How do you think of your instruments?
Honey, it's nothing like that.
You've had a lot of them. Guitars, that is.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
You know, I do have a lot of guitars, and I just see those things, and I'm just drawn to them, much like some of you guys are car collectors or whatever. You collect old Silvertone record parts. I love guitars. The vintage market went so crazy, you can't afford those now. So I'll go into pawn shops and just find cool Japanese guitars or whatever. They're just really odd. But I've got two that I've had with me the longest time. This Telecaster I've had 25 plus years, and I've got an old Les Paul Custom that I bought back when you could afford to buy a Les Paul Custom. And if I had to get rid of everything except two, those were the two I would keep.
And that Telecaster, it doesn't have a Telecaster neck on it.
It doesn't have a Telecaster anything on it. It's a parts guitar. Someone put a Strat neck on it. It's been broken in half. It's had a rough life. But, you know, it's my guitar, and I know it inside and out. It knows me inside and out. We don't get along all the time. It doesn't play well, and I get mad at it. And I really do. It's like we have this love-hate relationship. But right now, things are pretty good with us. It could be worse. You could be dating a nurse that works a night shift at the nervous hospital. Thank you for knowing that. It could be worse, you could be under the curse of a man who dug a well and found a Chinese army. It's real. It's so real. They don't teach you that in school. It could be worse, you could be driving the hearse with a man who bought the world from old Dave Bowie. Well, he bought the whole world. Bought the whole world off old Dave Bowie. He was a thin white duke, he was Aladdin sane. Thin white duke, he was Aladdin sane. Thin white duke, he was Aladdin sane. Thin white duke. He was the spiders from Mars. You know, I got to mention, since we're here, and I can pick up on cues, and I think you're done with me. But I've got to mention my good friend Tyler Childers and how much he's helped me out. How about Tyler Childers?
Tell us about that. Yeah. What's your relationship with Tyler? Tyler's been on the program here on Red Barn.
Yeah, I heard he'd been on Red Barn before. He's another former student. I had him in ninth grade in my government economics class, and he's got this little dude who comes up and says, "Hey, do you know who Jack Kerouac is?" And I was like, "In fact, I do, Tyler, and I'm glad you do." And he was writing songs in ninth grade that were just head and shoulders above everyone else, and his depth of knowledge of a 14-year-old student didn't match up with what it should have been. He was really writing nice songs when he was 14, and he just continued to write. And he's been so generous with me. He helps me out a lot. He wears that shirt with my face on it, which I probably wouldn't be standing here right now if that didn't happen. So Tyler has done a lot, not just for me, but just the music scene in Appalachia in general. And we're just all really proud of Tyler Childers. Truck Stop Sam.
stop saying, don't you know you're gonna fall? One good woman loves you, but you try to love them all. Well, you go down to the diner, coffee cup and plate. Little girl takes your order, her heart's about to break. Truck Stop Sam, don't you know you're gonna fall? One good woman loves you, but you try to love them all. Love them, Sam. See which way the wind blow. Where's the little girls in the Hollywood bungalow? Are you a lucky little lady in the city of lots, or just another lost angel? City of nine. Thank you. Go ahead and clap. The great Jim Morrison. It took me about a week to figure out how to wire this phone up, so I'm going to get my money's worth out of it. Way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie coochie. Hey, we laid rubber in the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night with a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars, dreaming about women. We never knew nothing. Just living for the minute. The great Alan Jackson, ladies and gentlemen. What about this? That was really nice. Hey, this ain't no party. This ain't no disco. This ain't no fooling around. This ain't no mud club. No CBGBs. I've got no time for that now, because it's the same as it ever was. The same as it ever was. The same as it never was. David Byrne, ladies and gentlemen. So when y'all came down here tonight, did you think this was going to happen? I was going to read off some rock lyrics and you guys would applaud like it's works of art. Ladies and gentlemen, it is works of art. You take those out of context, and those lyrics are beautiful, just like anything that Shelley or Keats or anyone has written. I'm happy that I know who Shelley and Keats are. That's pretty good. I went to school with Shelley Keats. All right, here we go. This is the last one. Oh, what was that? These guys are making stuff up. All right, here we go. Oh, what's that? What's the first line? I woke up this morning with a wine glass in my hand. Whose wine? What wine? Where the hell did I dine? It must have been a dream, because I don't know where I've been. Come on, let's do it again. Red Barn, do you feel like I do? Do you feel like I do? Yeah. It's true. You do feel, we all feel the same, I guess. That was a song by Mr. Peter Frampton, recorded on his great album, Frampton Comes Alive. Give it up for Peter Frampton, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Cramp and a member of the Humble Pie. By the way, I think Cramp was the best worker in the Humble Pie, but then he went solo. And he was a pretty good looking boy, so he unbuttoned his shirt and sang some pretty songs. That made a bunch of money, and who's to blame him? But I gotta tell you something, that record sold way over a million, it sold millions of copies on the strength of Do You Feel Like We Do, or Do You Feel Like I Do, or Like Somebody. So Frampton plays this song, and it lasts a long time, and in the song, he takes his Les Paul guitar and runs it through this gizmo, where it makes it seem like Peter Frampton's guitar can say words, and he makes it talk, and says all this stuff, and people thought that was cool. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you, I can do that. I have one of those gizmos at my house, and I can wire my guitar up to it, and this Telecaster can say anything that Peter Frampton's guitar can say. But I choose not to do that out of respect for you, the audience, because I would never stoop to a gimmick to entertain an audience. Jimmy, and speed off in the night. Turn on the Jesus radio to teach you wrong from right. Truck Stop Sam, don't you know you're gonna fall? One good woman loves you, but you try to love them all. I said one good woman loves you, but you try to love them all. Thank you all so much.
We would like to thank Laidback Country Picker and his band for being with us this evening. Thanks to our volunteers for their help with our production each week, especially Ryan Zinka, Will Padgett, Barry Albritton, and Kay Hunnan. And a very special thanks to Becky Alfrey for her work with our social media. And Becky's in the audience today, so let's give it up for Becky Alfrey. We thank you all for listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of Stations.
We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region, and then share this treasure with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place, in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We are on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com Lexington.
Who wants to hear one more song from Laidback Country Picker?
And a terrible sound, he pulls them spinning high tension wires down. Helpless people on the subway train scream to God as he looks in on them. He picks up a bus and he throws it back down. He wades through the building to the center of town. Go, 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 Godzilla. Oh no, there goes Tokyo. Go, go, Godzilla. All but Dharma, where are you, son? nature points up the folly of men. History shows again and again how nature points up the folly of men. History shows again and again how nature points up the folly of men. History shows again and again how nature points up the folly of men.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Laid Back Country Picker, Eric, Fridge, and Honey for being with us tonight.
We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. More information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.